Tomorrows must be made with the sun and the rain, for his lovely promise won't come true. To each his own, to each his own, and my own is he. What good is a song if the words don't belong, and a dream must be a dream for two. No good alone, to each his own, for if a flame is to grow, there must be a glow. To open each door, there's a key. I need you, I know, I can't let you go. Your touch means too much to me. Two lips must insist on two more to be kissed, or they'll never. To each his own, I found my own, one and only.
Now, if a flame is to grow, honey child, there's gotta be a glow. And to open each door, you must have a key. 'Cause I love you, I know, I ain't never gonna let you go. 'Cause your touch means so doggone much to me.
Two lips must insist on two more to be kissed, or they'll never know what love can do. To each his own, I found my own.
Listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford Tufts Reformed Radio. I am your host, Mariah Merlinite, the Boston Medium. And this is Paranormal Playground Sounds, special edition of Sunday service. That's right. So basically, you know, like I said before, Sunday service was something that happens, you know, in the summer every Sunday from, you know, 1 to 2 p.m. And I'm very fortunate that I was able to have that. And so we'll have Sunday service from time to time throughout the year, you know, being able to fill in for other DJs. And when Spirit says the time is right, you know, and it could be more frequent, who knows? But Sunday service is such a wonderful experience, you know. Everybody enjoys it. Everybody loves it. It's that time where you can tune in, connect on the spiritual realm of music. And from 1 to 2 p.m., you know, we have all roots American music. And me speaking, inspirational speaking from 1:20. You know it, at 1:20. So at 1:20, I'm doing my inspirational speaking. It's almost like my kind of version of having a sermon happening, you know, as if we were at church. And this is my creation of what the gospel would be, is, you know, praising the rock and roll spirit, praising the rock and roll energy of the soul. So, yeah. We had an amazing jug band festival happening this weekend. It was more than what I thought it was going to be. I danced literally, like, it had to be like more than 3 hours straight. I couldn't walk when I got back home, but I'm fine today. I'm good. Good thing I'm an athlete. Yeah, good thing I'm an athlete. Good thing I'm in athleticisms. Anyways, so guess what happened? Yeah, that's right. We're going to take a great big shout out to Maybelle, Miss Maybelle and her ragtime Romeos. So what's crazy about this is all incorporated into music, spirit communication, magic, law of attraction, all of that stuff that we'd love to talk about. And a year ago, actually, I saw on Facebook, there was a page, a ragtime page, and it had a bunch of festivals that go on. And her video actually just came up in my algorithms and I ended up sharing it. And when I saw her video, I was like, oh my God, universe, please. I want to go to a ragtime festival. And not only on top of that, I was like, I want to dress up like a flapper. I just want the whole shebang. Okay. Literally it all happened. Like, come back a year later. But what I didn't realize is I was already promoting her show on my radio show last Tuesday, and I had no idea that was her that I had shared the video on. I didn't realize till I was watching her perform live the other day at the Jug Band Festival, and because I went up to her and I immediately was just like, hey, guess what? I manifested you and you're in this band. Cool. Like, it's happening. And she was totally like, oh, I'd love to come on your show and perform live. And I was like, oh my goodness, I would love to have you. I was so excited. And I had realized, oh my God, this is the girl's video of her that I had shared a year before, asking the universe if I could go to a Jug Band Festival, and I really wanted it to happen, and it was her. And I was like, you see, it's a small world. And she was telling me they actually have a song called Mariah, and it's like spelt Mariah, but when they say it, it sounds like Mariah. And that was just like, oh my God, it was just synchronicity after synchronicity. So her band is called Maybelle and Miss Maybelle and her Ragtime Romeos. And if you ever get a chance to see them perform live, please do not hesitate to do that, to make that choice to see her. It's going to change your life. So much fun. I loved every bit of it. Oh my God, so talented. Everyone there is so talented. To be able to play like that, oh my, it's extraordinary to see that it takes extraordinary skill, because, I mean, not only was she singing, she was playing, like, guitar, washboard, all kinds of things she was doing. And the other musicians as well, to play that old piano, oh my God. It's just extraordinary, and I'm so blessed to be able to have that experience. Ragtime, it's a special place in my heart, and I play that music all the time here on Sunday service, and to be able to have it come alive along with Jug Band, along with the other bands that were there, it was just such a magical time. And I really, really highly recommend you guys come out to a Jug Band night whenever you can. Like I said, second Tuesdays nights on Arlington from 7:30, and at the Haven JP, I think it's every second Wednesday of the month, so I have to just make sure. But anyways, go to the website, go to it, you know, find it. I'll keep repeating it. But anyways, so again, shout out to Miss Maybelle. Thank you so much for that beautiful experience. What a beautiful human being, beautiful talent. And I cannot wait to have you and your band on my show playing live. So yeah, we're going to be playing ragtime, of course, here. But we're playing all kinds of music, of course, on the Sunday service. Praising the rock and roll gods, lifting the vibration, and incorporating mediumship with music. So yeah, this would not be Sunday service without me playing some dueling banjo. Yes, that's right. Ding 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 ding. You know, the fact that whole thing, dueling banjo from Deliverance, is just stamped as the most, like one of the most eeriest sounds you're going to hear. And I love it. You know me. I love scary. I love it. I'm a medium. I'm a psychic medium. It's Halloween here all day, every day, all year long. Oh! I'm a walking Halloween. So I do really like scary. And I like the dueling banjo. So let's kick off with this. And remember, 120, we're having our praising it high with our sermon. I love you so much. This is 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford Tufts, Freeformed Radio. And we are here, we are clear, and we are alive. Woo! Let's do this.
Thank you. Some people gonna play a little tune. It's just about enough to miss every groan. It's too bad it's too. Listen to that old violin. Pick up your fiddle and pick up your bow. This is a tune all fiddlers ought to know. It's too bad it's too bad. You never have seen a man play a jazz on a violin. It's too bad, it's too. Listen to that old violin. A quick fingle and a shaking bow. A super heel and a tickle toe. It's too bad, it's too bad.
FM, WMFO Medford Tufts, free form radio. I'm your host, Mariah Merlinite, the Boston Medium. Woo! Yeah. Oh, I love this Our Gang Little Rascals theme music. Oh my god, it's the best! It's been copacetic. We are entering that time, my lovely, lovely, beautiful souls, where we are going to praise it. We praising it! What does that mean? What does it mean that we're praising it? Oh, yeah. Here's the music. Here we go. So if you are unfamiliar with Sunday service sermon, that's right. I get on the mic and I preach it. But what I'm doing is, this isn't from the Bible. This isn't from any kind of religious kind of viewpoint. It's from spirit. It's spirit communication channeled right to you right here. And we take about 7 to 10 minutes to just kind of like open up our consciousness, being able to free ourselves. So this is more of, it may sound like me preaching the word. I mean, it is, but it's more of an activation. So as I'm preaching the word, I'm getting this. I'm being activated. I'm the one receiving this too. I'm the medium. So I'm not here being like, oh yeah, you know, reading something documented. This is all channeled by spirit. This is to open up our consciousness, open up portals in our dimension, open up different dimensions, open up pathways. This has done nothing but good for my life. So that's why I really miss doing the Sunday service every Sunday during the summer, because it just opens up doors of magic. So I hope I can do the same for you. A healing vibration. So I'm just going to start channeling, and this is for you. This is for your week. This is for your life. This is to open up the possibility. So Infinite Spirit, as you come in, I welcome myself to be an instrument, a channel. Oh Lord, I welcome myself to be an instrument and a channel for your loving service. Make me a clear conduit. What is it of the word that you want to speak? Infinite Spirit comes in. As Infinite Spirit comes in, we are here. We're dedicated to the now. Dedication to the now. Dedication to the love that's surrounding us right now. Can you feel the love? Can you feel the love of spirit? Can you feel the love of angels uplifting the vibration right here and right now? I can feel this, you see. As we are touched beyond blessed with the energy of music. There's a beautiful message coming in about music, about the healing frequencies and how music, oh my God, every time I try, when I speak and I can feel spirit and I can feel the energy, I try not to start crying. I try to keep it together, because that cry, it's not sadness, it's joy. It's feeling spirit. It's feeling the vibration of love that spirit's coming in and feeling. Feeling. How often do we get to just sit down and feel? We're so desensitized on a regular basis by our cell phones, social media, news, everything that goes on in the world. There's so much distraction. Every single place that you look, every angle that we're looking, there's so much distraction. We have forgotten what it means to just feel sometimes, to be in the moment, to feel the energy, to be alive. And that's what Infinite Spirit is offering us, is the message of remembering to be alive. That means, sometimes it means to be spontaneous. Sometimes it means to step in a spontaneous kind of mode. Ooh. Sometimes it means to work from a place that is not in a routine. Sometimes it means to act with intuition. Sometimes it means to celebrate the now and just be okay with not caring about what others think, saying what we need to say, feeling what we need to feel, being in the now of the now that is good, expressing the good, expressing that childlike innocence that comes out in the moment, you know, when we were children. And we're laughing, and children, you know, they laugh 1,000 times a day. And remember when you were children, how everything was comical, everything was funny, everything was amusing, everything, you were just in a curious space. And, you know, and I'm recalling back to being at the festival this weekend, the Jug Band Festival, and, you know, when the music was going on, there's all these children. There are all these children just dancing and being free and running around. And I remember who I was through those children. I remember who I was. And it was a mixture of so all different kinds of ages. And, it, you know, there were children, and then there was, young, old, every kind of age. And I remembered who I was when those children were running around. And the energy that's within you, and that's a reminder. Anytime you see a child, they're reminding you of your truest, highest potential of energy. And when we take that energy with us in the now, we remove and erase all the negativity, the bad that happened, the past. Remember when this happened to you? Remember when you dared to shine your light and you got punished?
We don't remember that. We continue to act. We continue to live our lives despite what anybody says about us, despite the negative criticism or lies that were told about your beauty and your energy and your spontaneous goodness and your freedom and your art and your creativity and your talent. No matter what you've been told about that, take all the good things you've been told about yourself, all the compliments, all the magic, all those magnificent people who came into your life to remind you about your truth. Take that and bring it into the now, because we're not going to remember the negativity, you see, and we're not going to be concerned either with praise and criticism, you see. What we're going to do is remember who we are no matter what, because even if it's good, even if it's praise, if we hold on to that, if we anchor that and attach that to us, the next time we hear negativity, the next time we hear criticism, the next time we hear somebody's reflection of themselves projecting onto you, you will believe it because you're so connected and attached to outside praise. An outside validation. We need to have the validation within, and that's in the presence. You see, you get that outside validation. I mean, you detach from the outside validation. You get the validation within the presence. How do we do that? Through meditation, through being still, through practices, spiritual practices that ground us and remind us who we are. So every time we get up in the morning, we have a practice of grounding and protecting and shielding our energy, and we remember who we are. We remember that we go through the day, no matter what anybody says about us, no matter if it's good or bad, we say, yeah. If they say, oh, I love you, you look so good today, I love the way you move in the world, I love your energy, I love your smile, I love your hair. I love your clothes. You say, thank you. I know. I mean, you don't say that to them, but in your mind, you say, I tell myself this every day. And when they tell you you're bad, you're not good, you're not good at this, something's wrong with you, something's off, you say, okay, thank you for your opinion. But I know who I am, you see. We must stay strong and grounded and solid in our being. And as I feel spirit, they're helping us to remember this. They're helping us to remember the music within. See, you have a music, a radio, always within you. You have your own inner radio, and you can turn on whatever channel you want and tap in to whatever frequency you want. What is the frequency you want today? Because if the frequency is health, if the frequency is vitality, if the frequency is peace, calm, tranquility, you got to meet that vibration within. See, once you turn that channel on to that place of peace, you got to give that place of peace. We cannot just say what we want, because the universe will never respond to what we want. The universe is always responding to what we are. So you must give it. In order to have what it is you want to attract, you must give it. You must have it. It's the same thing with when we have a certain type of partner, a certain type of person we want. We have to embody what that is in order to attract it. And it's the same thing for our lives and what it is that we want in our lives. We must become it, but we must give it. See, it is in the giving. It is in the giving that we will see the results of what we are doing in life. It is in the giving that we're going to see the results. Oh, yeah. Giving is the secret. Giving is the secret. Oh, amen, amen, amen. Can I get an amen in here? Giving is the secret, baby. So what you give, you're going to get right back. You give love, you're going to get all that love right back. We must focus with inward before we complain about anything. We must focus inward before we complain about what we don't have. We have to go into personal inventory and check. Did I do this right? Did I do that? Am I giving that? So the next time you're saying to yourself, why am I not receiving something? We have to go with it. And it doesn't mean to get you know, don't beat yourself up about it. That's why you're here, my love. That's why you are here, my beautiful souls, my beautiful spirit. You are so beautiful. That's why you're here. You're learning. You are just a student in this playground of beautiful life. You are just a student, but also a teacher at the same time. Feel the joy within you come out to the surface and reveal everything good about you. You see, once you give that joy, once you give that love, once you give that prosperity, once you give, it's gonna come right back to you, revealing what is so good, what is so magical, what is so wonderful about you, beautiful soul. You must understand this, it is in the giving. So when you go through your day today, you go through your day through the week, and you say, I want something magical. Something wonderful is about to happen to me. I believe something wonderful is going to happen to me today. Look into your giving. Are you given that miracle? Are you given that magic? Oh, because it's here. It's here. I love you. I love you. I love you. See, we start the day with I love you because it is the magic word. It is the force that carries us. It is the force, it is the pulse that creates the unconditional vibration of your true, very most beautiful being. It is the source. Tap into source of beauty. Tap into the music within, the healing within, the music that is in you. Dance to the rhythm of your soul. And when you dance to the rhythm of your soul, it's got to be your soul. It's got to be your rhythm. You can only, and how do you find it? In the presence. When we're dancing and we're moving into that rhythm, this could be metaphorical too. You're going to attract all the unique things about yourself. You're going to attract all that beautiful stuff that is so beautiful about you. You're going to open up these doors and be like, oh my goodness, life is abundant. Oh my goodness, life is good. Oh my goodness, life is rich. Oh my goodness. You know, back in the day in the Great Depression era, you know, during that time, there was a select group of people who were thriving. There was a select group of people who were thriving spiritually, physically, musically, and talent and wealth. You know, that whole Great Gatsby era, that there was a select group of people. And no, these people weren't bad because they hogged all the wealth. They were in a vibration of what we're talking about. They weren't looking at the negativity of the world and getting sucked in. They were tapping into the vibration. You have a choice. So these are the times now. Everything you're seeing that's going on in the world, do you want to tap into the vibration of the Great Gatsby? Do you want to tap in the good aspect of the Great Gatsby? Do you want to tap in to the select group of people who are thriving? Because that can be you. Oh, I love you so much. Thank you, Infinite Spirit. Thank you for letting us be alive. Ah! Thank you for letting us be alive another day. The gratitude. It's in the giving and the gratitude. Gratitude, you like my favorite mood. You like a shine. The prayer that I wear when I kick back sipping on water. Oh! Gratitude. Gratitude, you like my favorite mood, you like a shiny prayer that I wear when I kick back sipping on water. Oh, ah, you gotta be in the moment. You gotta feel joy. I feel freedom and joy. A to the man, amen, amen. So we're gonna get back to some more Sunday service. I love you times infinity. I love you times infinity. So here's some more ragtime with some magnetic rag. That's right. This song's called Magnetic Rag. But what does it mean to be magnetic? Be attractive. Be an attractive force. Attract all the things you want. Have life go your way. Have it your way. Always have it your way. This is 91.5 FM. WMFO Med for Tufts, Freeformed Radio. I'm your host, Mariah Merlin Knight, the Boss Medium. This is a special edition of Sunday Service. Let's do it.
the kid, that's all the candy. I'm a Yankee Doodle Dandy. I'm glad I am, so's Uncle Sam. I'm a real live Yankee Doodle, made my name and fame and boodle, just like Mr. Doodle did by riding on a pony. I love to listen to the Dixie string. I long to see the girl I left behind me, and that ain't a Josh. She's a Yankee, by gosh.
So say, can you see?
Anything about a Yankee that's a phony? I'm a Yankee Doodle Dandy, a Yankee Doodle do or die. A real live nephew of my Uncle Sam's, born on the 4th of July. I've got a Yankee Doodle sweetheart, she's my Yankee Doodle joy. Yankee Doodle came to London just to ride the ponies. I am the Yankee Doodle boy. My Uncle Sam's, born on the 4th of July. I've got a Yankee Doodle sweetheart, she's my Yankee Doodle joy. Yankee Doodle came to London just to ride the ponies. I am the Yankee Doodle boy. I am the Yankee Doodle boy.
We are back. Ooh, I get to do a PSA. I love this PSA, by the way. Anyways, you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford Tufts, Freeform Radio. I'm your host, Mariah Merlinite, the Boston medium, your favorite psychic medium, right here on Sunday service. Okay, dokie! Walking is good exercise. Although other physical activities can provide a more vigorous workout, walking is easy, requires no special equipment, and is good exercise for most adults. In urban areas, walking can be an excellent alternative to driving or even taking public transportation. For example, it's just a little over 2.5 miles from the Tufts campus in Medford to Harvard Square in Cambridge, a distance that can be walked in about 45 minutes by a healthy adult. Walking can get you fresh air, exercise, burn calories, save you money, and with all the inattentive and otherwise impaired drivers on the road, it's safer than riding a bike. I was like, wait, did they really just say, okay. Public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. So we have about 15 more minutes here on 91.5 FM. Wait, what am I doing? You have about 15 minutes here on Paranormal Playground Sounds. I love you so much. So let's see what else is coming up next. Universe, universe, what is the next thing you want me to play here? Oh my God, I should totally work out to this music. I'm already getting a workout just by, like, I'm legit just getting a workout by listening to this. Good stuff. I mean, this is literally what they made, like, this is the type of music they made, like, the slapstick reels, like Laurel and Hardy. So it makes sense that they would, it goes so well. Like, who was the genius who came up with this music and, like, the fast-paced, like, slapstick, like, Charlie Chaplin, like, all of that stuff? I wonder who did that. Like, I wonder who. You know? It's so weird. No, I mean, it's weird. Like, we want it weird. We want it as weird as possible. So anyways, another good day. Another terrific, successful, inspirational speaking. Hopefully. I mean, I did get good feedback right now. So whoever you know, I was able to do that for, with, thank you. So anyways, oh, I like, so sometimes too, I like to incorporate, you know, some, like, I like to do like some Dropkick Murphys, you know, I like to do like a lot of like inspirational hip hop. Outkast Idlewild soundtrack is perfect actually for Sunday service, but I like to play this once in a while here. So Dropkick Murphys, Boys on the Dock, here you go.
Stand divided, we fall. Together we are what we can be alone. We came to this country to make it our home. This man so humble, this man so brave. Legend so many, in front to us grave. Since nothing and friends from the hardship and horror in a land of depression. Give up for tomorrow. Send your enemy boy, this one's for you. The strength of many and the courage of the few. To what do we owe this man? Say, hey, Johnny boy, the battle call. United we stand, divided we fall. Together we are what we can be alone. We came to this country, you made it all. Stretch of our love, we'll double and cry. Give you a job, and give you this time. It wasn't a threat, but it couldn't be caught. John knew the difference between right and wrong. Say, Johnny. Call. United we stand, divided we fall. Together we are what we can't be alone. We came to this country, you made it all. Time and journey for the battle call. United we stand, divided we fall. Together we are what we can't be alone. We came to this country, you made it all.
The boys on the docks needed John for sure. When they came to this country,
there's only one thing that I know. Come to my house with black cat bones. I take my baby away from home. Mother, that photo, where's he been? Up to your house and gone again. Bo dilly, have you heard? My pretty baby said she wasn't bird.
Sunday service. I love you so much. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Reformed Radio. I am your host, your favorite psychic medium, the Boston medium. I got a little too excited there. I'll be here regular time slots from 5 to 7 p.m. You are the best. I love you so much. And stay tuned for the rest of WMFO Amazing Station and all the DJs and all the music that's coming your way. Love you. Mwah!